quantitative methods. Associative forecasting. Associative forecasting, also called causal, correlation, explanatory, or extrinsic forecasting, uses data gathered from one or more internal or external sources as a predictor of something that is presumed to be correlated. The predictor is called the independent variable. The element being predicted is called the dependent variable, and it could be demand for a product family or for total organizational sales. While the time series method is best for short or medium-term forecasting, the associative method is best for long-term forecasting, especially at the aggregate level. Part of the reason for this is that these models require larger data sets and generally have higher costs. They use information with predictive value to form a forecast rather than just looking at past results. Prior to discussing specific associative methods, let's look at the distinction between correlation and causation. We'll also examine leading versus lagging indicators, since they are often the predictors used in an associative forecast. After that, simple and multiple regression are covered. Correlation versus causation. Correlation is an observation that the change in an independent variable has a measurable effect on a dependent variable. However, just because the effect can be reliably observed over time does not mean that it can be called causation, which occurs when a change in an independent variable directly causes the measurable effect on a dependent variable. It could be that some third force is affecting both of them, or the correlation could be a coincidence that would be proven incorrect after a longer period of study. Leading and lagging indicators. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a leading indicator is a specific business activity index that indicates future trends. For example, housing starts is a leading indicator for the industry that supplies builders' hardware. Leading indicators provide information that enables organizations to anticipate or predict micro or macroeconomic changes. Acknowledging trends allows a company to prepare to take action to achieve a certain outcome and avoid undesirable circumstances. For instance, if a residential hardware manufacturer researches the residential home market and sees that building permits are down and a recession is near, it may decide that it should order more inexpensive components from its suppliers for its faucet products, since consumers will probably be more interested in making repairs to existing hardware rather than buying brand new faucets. The following are some leading economic indicators: building permits issued for new production facilities, housing, warehouses, utilities. Building permits imply future construction, and construction leads to other types of production. Initial unemployment insurance claims. Initial claims for unemployment are more dependent upon business conditions than other unemployment metrics, orders for plant equipment, or manufacturers' orders for durable goods and materials. New orders indicate increased production, which decreases inventory and increases unfilled orders. Changes to the total amount of money in an economy that is available at a specific point in time, the money supply adjusted for inflation. Bank lending typically declines when inflation rises faster than the money supply, and this harms economic expansion. Standard & Poor's 500 Stock Index. Investors' expectations about the economy and interest rates are reflected by changes in the stock prices of the 500 largest U.S. companies. The difference between long and short-term interest rates. The line that results from plotting, at a certain time, the market interest rates of a financial instrument, for instance, a bond, over a range of maturity dates is called a yield curve. An inverted yield curve indicates that shorter-term yields are higher than longer-term yields, a possible sign of an upcoming recession. Changes to the yield curve usually accurately predict economic swings. The level of consumer optimism about the economy. Consumer expectations often indicate future changes in spending. Lagging indicators are the economic and financial factors that reflect the changes that have already occurred in the economy. They usually confirm a pattern and often provide data or actionable information about 6 months after the fact and therefore are more reactionary. For example, the unemployment rate is one of the most widely used lagging indicators. Generally, the unemployment rate will fall after a few months of economic growth. If a leading indicator of hours worked is increasing, after a few months, the lagging indicator of unemployment should fall. Some other lagging economic indicators include the following: outstanding business and commercial loans. Demand for loans generally peaks about a year after a peak in the overall economy. Comparison of inventory to sales. Increases in inventory usually mean that sales goals were missed, indicating a slowing economy. Changes in company profits. Decreases in profitability have a domino effect often felt by many members of a supply chain. Spending by businesses. Decreases in customer spending, particularly manufacturers' customers, ultimately result in a downturn in the manufacturer's business too. Consumer Price Index, CPI, increases in the prices of consumer-related service products usually occur within the first few months of a recession and taper off at the start of a recovery. Average duration of unemployment. This is the average number of weeks an unemployed person has been out of work. By paying attention to both leading and lagging indicators, a company can reinforce that it is on the right track. It is important to apply common sense when selecting indicators to use as independent variables, predictors. The indicators selected should be easy to measure, objective, pertinent to the strategy, cost-efficient, and embraced by the group whose processes are being analyzed. For example, a roofing shingle company might predict sales of its roofing materials using data on the prior month's housing starts, total marketing spend, or extreme weather events like hurricanes. These make sense. However, even if data on recent college graduation rates correlate with roofing material sales, they are less likely to be a good predictor. Remember that chosen predictors need to make sense to decision makers too. Simple regression. Simple regression, also called linear regression, uses a formula to make an association between the dependent variable y, the element being predicted, and the independent variable x, the predictor, with two other elements, alpha and beta. Beta is the slope, which is a value used as a multiplier to find the correct placement of the forecast result. Alpha is the intercept, which is where the slope intercepts zero on a chart. In the case of the housing starts to roofing sales example, if there were zero housing starts the prior month, what would roofing sales be? That is the intercept. These two values can be calculated manually for a data set, but often forecasters calculate them quickly using the free add-on data analysis toolset from Microsoft Excel. Once you know these values, it is a simple matter of plugging the value for X, for example housing starts, into the formula below to find the forecast Y. Exhibit 1-38 shows the prior month's housing starts against the organization's total roofing sales and helps to explain how those two variables work. Exhibit 1-38. Simple regression slope and intercept defined for roofing sales example. Exhibit 1-39 shows the same data, but now both housing starts and roofing sales are shown over time. This visualization shows that there is some correlation, so further analysis is worthwhile. Exhibit 1-39. Simple regression slope and intercept defined for roofing sales example. So, how do we tell whether there is enough correlation to use this predictor in our sales forecast? The statistical term that defines the strength of correlation is called the coefficient of correlation R. Basically, it is a number between minus 1.0 and plus 1.0 where minus 1.0 is perfect negative correlation. An increase in the predictor causes an equal decrease in the predicted element. Plus 1.0 is perfect positive correlation. An increase in the predictor causes an equal increase in the predicted element, and a decrease in the predictor causes an equal decrease in the predicted element. They rise and fall together. 0.0 is not correlated at all. In this example, the value is plus 0.79, which means that the element is positively correlated. Squaring the coefficient of correlation yields the coefficient of determination, also called R-squared or R2. The coefficient of determination is a statistical measure between 0.0 and 1.0 of how well a given regression model explains the variation in the data when used to predict an outcome. In this case, squaring 0.79 equals 0.6241. So one can say that this predictor explains about 62.41% of the change in roofing sales, with the remaining factors being other causes. Here we have a strong positive correlation worth pursuing. Weaker values below an organizationally determined threshold would indicate that you should find some other predictor. Multiple regression. Multiple regression is an extension of simple regression. There are multiple predictive variables rather than just one. For example, one could add marketing spend as another predictor to the roofing sales analysis to see if this increases or decreases the predictive value of the model.